done for me. I will bless.
I will bless the Lord forever. I will trust Him at all times.
Let's sing that again. I will bless.
And He has delivered.
the Word.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name. Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. And what could separate us now? Wonderful. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name.
Just sing, you didn't want.
You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. And what could separate us
now. What a beautiful name it is, what a wonderful name it is, and what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus, by which this morning when we come with our prayers, it's the name by which we can pray, and the name by which we can know and trust that will never let us down, will never leave us high and dry. And so with that in mind, join with me as we pray through our list here. I know there's always prayers and things on people's hearts that are not written down here. So just as we pray, pray for those that you know of. Pray for those that are in your own life that you haven't spoken to anyone about, but that you've spoken to God about. So God, we come before you with our prayers and concerns. We pray for... First of all, for Harold Godshaw as he continues to battle with cancer but is doing well. Pray for him, he and Joni as they walk through this together. We also pray for Mary Bell Schauer, our eldest member here at Zion. Just be with her at St. Anne's home and just as she's recovering and healing. Pray that she would know your peace and your comfort, as I know she does. Pray for Joyce Cody as she continues to have a lot of nerve pain. Just pray that you'd be with her as she is in Montana right now with Steve. Pray for Brian Davis and family as Brian Davis's health is ailing and he is trusting you and the whole family is trusting you. Just pray that you'd be with the Davis family. Pray for Kelly Carr, who this moment is still on bed rest. We have Bob with us here this morning. Just pray that you'd be with Kelly as she waits through the many long hours of bed rest. Just pray that she would know your peace and that she would know your comfort, that she would trust in you for the result at the end of this. Just pray that you'd be with her and Bob and baby Carr. And we pray for Dale's cousin Barb, who has lung cancer. Just pray that you'd be with Barb, be with the whole family as she goes through this. We also, God, at the same time that we pray for concerns, for healing, we also give you thanks and praise for new life. Just be with the McElhaneys, Abigail and Matt, as they have a baby due next month. Just pray that you'd be with them as they wait. And as I said about the Cars, they have a baby due in October. Just be with them as they await that due date. And God, we thank you for the way that our church is involved in worldwide missions. We thank you that Deanne Zimmerman is again with us today. Just pray that you'd be with her as she is dealing with new government regulations in Thailand with her visa and is concerned about being able to get it again or to keep it once she has it. Just pray that you would be in that and that there would be a smooth process of her getting her visa and maintaining it. Pray for Mark and Kristen Cody in Peru as they continue to minister there among the least of these in Peru. Just be with them as they deal with great brokenness in these families that they're receiving the children from. Just pray that they would see you above it all. Pray for Tiffany as she's wrapping up her medical school through Victoria's Fund. And we just pray that you'd be with Janelle as she is here with us this morning, as she will be going soon back to Alaska to minister with Chris Burns and Upward Adventures. Just pray that you'd be with her as she continues to minister up there. And God, we do pray for the greater world. Pray for peace in the world, peace that comes from the worship of Yahweh, the worship of the one true God. And pray for the places in the world where darkness reigns or where it seems to reign. Pray that the worship of you would come to these corners of the world where your name has not been spoken yet. And we just pray that your kingdom would come here on earth as it is in heaven. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see everybody. We do have a lot of kind of unexpected guests. Janelle's here. Deanne is here from Thailand. It's great to have you both here in-house for a little while. I'm going to jump right into announcements here. Painters. Mike Shirley is still looking for people who can help paint around the church here. He brought to my attention this morning, he did have two fellows that have been helping out a good bit. It's Roger and Dale. And if you notice, the garage out there is completely painted. All the trim is freshly painted. It looks great. That's the work of Roger and Dale, so way to go, guys. There's sign-up sheets back there. It's like a calendar-type format to it. If you have a time that you know you could help or possibly help, write it in, and that way Mike can make sure you have everything you need to get it done. Also, tomorrow evening, Monday the 10th at 7 o'clock, there will be a deacon meeting in the parish house. Mike Shirley wanted me to announce that. So deacons, be sure to, if you can, be there. Also, VBS is coming up July 23rd through the 27th. We're very excited. I just wanted to highlight the fact that on Tuesday, July 18th, we're going to be having a setup, like a work time to set up heading into it at 5:30, Tuesday, July 18th. So if you can help out, come out and help. And we can, like as Nancy Pichiro always says, many hands make light work. Also, church picnic. Don't forget about the church picnic, August 13th. I believe Mark will actually be preaching that Sunday at the park, Mark Cody. They will be back by then from Peru. And also, it was also brought to my attention that there are two birthdays in the house today, two people celebrating birthdays today. One of them is Richard Shirley, and the other is Connor Redkay. And I believe that is everything by every... Go ahead, Timothy.
I failed to make Matt aware of these because it slipped my mind, but as you were praying then, I remembered my dad had called me with a couple updates before they left for their trip out west. He had visited with... Mary Bell, excuse me, Mary Bell Shower, and talked with her family, and he had also visited with Brian Davis, and just some brief updates there. Mary Bell, last we had heard, which was about a little less than a week ago now, they had moved her to more of comfort care, so it does appear as though she would be nearing the end. So do keep her and her family in your prayers. If you have interacted with Mary Bell, you know that she is not worried. Because she anticipates seeing the Lord. She's a great woman of faith. Also, Brian Davis, a praise report, his health continues to be a struggle with some very serious long-term issues. However, he had lost his hearing, I guess, over the past few weeks, so much so that it was very frustrating for him, and he had said he didn't even want visitors just because he couldn't communicate, and they were trying to communicate, and he felt bad on top of feeling so ill. But his hearing came back within the past week, and his daughters and his wife in particular were really praying for that, so that regardless of what happens, that he can still be visiting with people and sharing in the joy of the Lord as he struggles at this point. So anyhow, those are two updates. But okay, so at this time, greet one another in the name of the Lord.